Fox News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is March the 1st today. Payday, new month, slowly leaving the winter, even though today doesn't look like that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live audio at KCNR1460.com, and from that little spot, you can get into our chat room as... Gosh, there's John and, Indy and Valerie and Blue, everybody, you know, a bunch of people coming in today. We're also streaming live video. Just go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, and there we are. And if you notice, there's an opening next to me today. Linda's on assignment. She's getting ready to go. She's out. She's got a gig tonight. She's putting all that stuff together. And on the spot with Linda Bott is being taken by Sharon Clark. And Sharon always does a great spot. Does a great job. She is a pro when it comes to radio and every other thing she does. Businesswoman of the year, home helpers, the whole thing. But my favorite person in the studio today, notice I said today, Dad Bob.
Good morning, Carl. And wow, it's quite, the week is just zipping by. And March, are you kidding me?
It's March. Keep talking while I change the...
How about I give a quick weather here before we move along to Wells Fargo? We're going to see more showers today, a high of 51 degrees. South winds, not as bad as we had the other day. Should be around 6 to 10 miles an hour. Then they're going to switch out of the northwest. Pretty good chance of rain wherever you happen to be in the sound of my voice. Partly cloudy, a low around 33 tonight. Going to be a little chillier than Friday. Will be sunny, a high near 61. And right now, we've got 40 degrees in Reading. And this report, as are all our weather reports, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, of course, music up there this weekend, as usual. But Ann Coulter's coming to town. That's right, March 23rd. She's going to be up there, and... tickets are limited, and you might want to give them a call right now, 474-5546, or wait till 9, and tell them you want tickets to that. They have either her giving her her regular lecture or talk to people and a book signing, and then a dinner afterwards. The dinner afterwards is going to be very limited in people, maybe 50 people for that. So, but give them a call. Ann Coulter is entertaining. She is irreverent. She's got her own thoughts about everything, and she does not hesitate to let people know how she feels. So Ann Coulter's coming up there to Anselmo Vineyards on March the 23rd, 474-5546, of course, to get a ticket for that. When we're our guests today, we've got a full group of guests today. We have Maria Orozco. We're going to be talking for the Rancheria stuff. We've got, of course, our Wells Fargo Minute we're going to go to. Then we've got Sundial Film Festival guys that are in here because Sundial Film Festival is running. And then we have the people that are trying to recall Dolores Lucero, the organization that went out and collected 1,100 signatures for a recall election. And I have a bunch of questions about recall elections because, frankly, I was surprised about seeing some of these things. But I'm going to ask them a few questions also. So we've got a full show today. But first, we're going to go to Chris Lasondak of the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Wells Fargo Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 44 points at 12,996. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1370, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 11 points at 2978. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 136 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 14 cents at $8.11, AT&T down 8 cents at $30.51, Ford's up 27 cents at $12.65, while Pfizer's adding 23 cents at 21.36. Of local interest, PG&E up 27 cents at 41.95. Safeway's up a nickel at 21.50, while North Valley Bank is also up a nickel at $10.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.05%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.31. Oil's up 56 cents a barrel at 107.83, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $20.92 an ounce at $17.16.16, while silver's up 31 cents at $34.92. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris Lynch, we have these updates at 710, 810, and 906 Monday through Friday, and the Wells Fargo Advisors are located out at Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to Maria Roscoe and talking Rainy Rancheria stuff and talking about events coming up there. During the day here, we're going to be also, we're going to have time to talk about Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart passed away suddenly at age 43. I just heard him on the Dennis Miller Show not a day ago, 2 days ago, and he sounded pretty feisty then. So I think it was pretty much a shock for everybody. 43. Andrew Breitbart. Very conservative, believed in taking the fight to the liberals. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Len is on assignment today, 7:14 in the morning, March the 1st, 39 degrees out there. You know what, I looked at the paper today, and I looked at it online yesterday, and I tell you what, headline after headline after headline was so bad. People being stabbed, people being assaulted, firemen being killed, trying to help other people, foreclosures going up, Breitbart dying. I literally just looked at it and thought, my gosh, is there anything good going on? I mean, American soldiers being killed, a teacher being killed, just everything. So right now, Maria Orozco has brought light into my life. No, I'm serious. Is there a microphone on there, big guy? All right. It's just, you know what? Meeting and having you here, not meeting because we've known each other a long time, having you here on the show, Maria, is a bright spot because of what you do and what the Rancheria does.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, you're getting ready to have your annual Community Fund Awards.
Yes, our big signature, one of our signature events besides the Stillwater Powwow. But, yeah, the Reading Rancheria throws one of the biggest parties, I think the biggest and funnest party of the year, only because I'm helping throw it. But, yeah, the Reading Rancheria tribal government, you know, I don't know if everybody knows, it's the tribe that owns and operates all the enterprises like Wind River Mini Mart, Wind River Casino, River to Salmi, Hilton Garden Inn, that type of thing. So it's a government. So that government has the enterprises in such places like Wind River can throw the bash, but honor Reading Rancheria, who has, for this specific event, it was our way to thank everybody who solicited funds to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And we said, hey, why not honor those folks who came forward and, you know, received grants, but let's give an additional gift. Let's make it a party. Let's invite the community leaders. And then each year it becomes sold out and more community leaders, and we need a bigger room, actually.
Well, let me tell you something. The reason it gets sold out, okay, yeah, so you've given away $1.8 million
yes.
since the inception
yes.
of this.
Yes.
Let me tell you why it's sold out. You all throw a hell of a party. For three
yeah.
years in a row. The first year I was drugged there. I was. My wife and Karen and Sarah dressed me up. And took me because it's a costume.
It was Nightmare okay. Before Christmas, I
Nightmare,
believe.
Nightmare mm-hmm. Before Christmas. I end up dressed like the devil, like Jack Nicholson
yes.
from The Witches of Eastwick,
yes.
with horns stuck on my head. You know what, guys? You ever want to get a lot of attention?
Oh, you did.
Stick those horns on the top of your head and just kind of sit there. That's all you have to do because people, females, want to come over and rub those horns. Are those real? Anyway, but what a great time. It was absolutely decorated, you know, fantastically. And then last year, I'm not even sure what it was, but then we came back last year as...
50s through 80s.
The 50s through the 80s, and we came back this time as Austin Powers and with all the girls, the Fembots.
Yes.
Yes, we all remember those.
Yes. You guys keep winning our costume contest.
Well, this year it's called Burlesque.
This year the themed is burlesque, and it's movie themed, but people are going any which way that they want to. I wanted them to, some who wanted to be conservative to be able to go through the movie, and there's others that are going to be going burlesque. So it's up to you. Come have fun. Come in your suit. Come in your semi. Come with your boa, glitz, glam, sequins, whatever. The place is going to beat last year. Completely, hands down, not only with the 28 schools that are joining us, not only the $10,000 gift that will be granted for the schools, because about $110,000 was granted last year, $1.8 million since the inception in 2002, but we have more people, bigger silent auction, and the Mystery Entertainment is going to beat the YMCA last year, hands down.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The Mystery Entertainment.
Mystery Entertainment.
Is going to beat...
last year's YMCA, which was our executive men
oh,
went out there and did
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Well, so. We're coming back again this year.
Good.
We're coming back with a table.
Well, get ready.
This time.
Yes.
We're bringing it.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that we're importing these dancers from this little place outside Chico. No, okay, I'm just kidding.
I was like, no, there are executives dancing, which I don't know what other organization has the buy-in that way that our
yeah.
executives are like, hey, how can we help you, Maria?
It's you know what? It's everybody, you know, everybody works at this. And like I said, you gave $46,000 this
in
year.
In one round.
In one round. And now you're going to give a $10,000 big prize to one of these entities here?
Well, sometimes there ends up being... two, it's split with 5,000
okay.
or 5,000 because it's with schools you want to be able to give them more, but we were able to give things like fire vests to fire at the academy at Shasta High School, surf turfing at turf surfing for Shasta College. There was a lot of musical instruments, football equipment, everything that they weren't able to get that they could go through our fund and say, hey, this is what we need. This year, it's open to any 501c3 in Shasta and Trinity County, and the actual deadline for any nonprofit is in April. So if they get a hold of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation at 244-1219, go ahead and get in on the fund for this year for 2012.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've got everybody.
Yep.
Everybody got something.
Yes. Yeah.
We can't thank you enough, Marie.
Well,
and
thank
the
you.
Ranchery. I mean, it's a, y'all do a lot of good things that sometimes people don't realize. And a lot of things you do never hit the headlines.
Nope.
And so we as a community appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
And Wind River.
Thank
and,
you
and Redding
much.
Rancheria. So thank you so much for being a part of the community. You don't have to be.
No, and we love it, though. It's our community. And
that's right. And people don't realize that.
Yep.
You don't need to do this. There's a lot of things people don't need to do that people in the Redding and North State just seem to do because it's the right thing.
Right. We do live in a generous community, and we're very proud to be a part of that.
Well, and we're proud to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
We're proud to have danced in Dancing with
yes.
the Stars, which you...
Fellow Judge's Choice
oh,
winners.
Yeah, but you took it all.
I did.
You did. You deserved it.
Thank you.
I was lucky that I was not shot as a bear on the stage. Okay. Yeah. We got Matt Bogdanovich in here, too. He's just waving and everything. Put Matt on the TV screen. There he is. Okay. Hey, if you want to see what Matt looks like when you're hearing me, you know, cursing Matt Bogdanovich, now you know what he looks like. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here, Marie. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, this is sold out, so people don't even bother buying tickets.
It's sold out.
Next year, though.
Next year, yes.
Start buying tickets
always
now.
Always the first Saturday of every month, of every year.
First Saturday of every year in March.
In March.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Redding Breakfast Lions Club's 30th annual gun, antique, and collectible show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. Over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, and unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War area memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss it. The Redding Breakfast Lions Club's 30th annual gun, antique, and collectible show at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days this weekend.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment. It is 7:25 in the morning, March the 1st. Okay, Bad Bob, I want you to mark down today. It's March 1st. All right, yes. Let's see how fast we get to March 31st. All right. What? What? You know, what?
2 months gone out of the year already. I haven't even put away the Christmas gifts
okay.
yet.
Hey, you know, some sad news here. We're talking about just everything you turn around, something else. And a firefighter, one of our own firefighters here from Cottonwood, Captain, I believe he's a volunteer, but he's still, a firefighter, was killed yesterday. A car had gone over the edge of the road. He went down to try and help. Another car slid off and hit him, almost hit the California Highway Patrolman that was with him. And just our thoughts and prayers go out to Mark Rutledge's family, over this. Extremely sorry that that's happened. And then next to it, you've got this psycho McDonald who gets into a fight with his roommates, goes out, walks down the street where an 82-year-old man is cutting wood, picks up a sledge and kills him. Then goes over to a guy sitting in his car while on break from his job, kills him, then sets his car on fire. This guy's been in and out of prison, in and out of mental wards. Why is he on the street? Period. I mean, he's got a background of these felonies. And why is he out? Why is he allowed to kill? Why is he allowed to walk around and kill people like that? You know, is this just another part of the system that is just falling apart, where they just, releasing sex criminals that go out and murder and rape children? Oh, it's not my fault. I was released from prison. You knew I had a problem. Well, yeah, we know you have a problem. Maybe there's a better way of taking care of that. Maybe we just keep you in jail. Maybe we put an electric shock collar around your neck, and every time you get more than 50 feet from your house, it'll shock you into unconsciousness. There's got to be a way of handling something like this. And then you get into, the foreclosures are on the rise, et cetera, et cetera. The good news, though. Let's talk good news. So there's a group of people that are going to make a photo, inch-by-inch photographs of the Sacramento River this summer. The goal of the Riverview Project is to the same techniques popularized by the Google Street View. They let you see a 360-degree image in map locations, and they want to do this for the Sacramento River. We're going to have this guy on, Jared Chris Cujulo. He's co-founder and executive director of the project. Said the group still intends to attach environmental data to the maps and images, such as water quality and fisheries. Oh, it's a great idea. I think if you have time and money to do that, I think it's a great idea to do that. Let's talk about a couple other things here in the last couple minutes before we break. Out at Anselmo's, they had 200 people out there. Now, 200 people, you go, well, 200 people, wow. That didn't sound like a lot until you figure it's Monday. It's at 1 o'clock. So a lot of people that were working couldn't be there. And at the same time, of course, the board of supervisors said, hey, we've got to hold our meeting so we can take a look at how we could better manage our departments. It's amazing, but that was the same reason that people were meeting at Anselmo's, was to sign petitions that said, we want you to do a better job of supervising your departments. So I guess what happened up at Anselmo's worked, at least that portion of it that said, hey, you know what, you're our elected officials. If you're not getting into theirs, if you're not being able to take a look at each one of these departments, I don't care whose department it is, dispassionately, without being their buddy, without going, having owing the guy money or the guy owing you money, it's your job. That's all we want. Common sense. We want common sense government. Common sense government where our board of supervisors supervises. And things should never get to some of the areas around here. It should never get to lawsuits in many, many cases over something small. Oh no, we offered to settle with him. When did you offer to settle? Oh, after the lawsuit. Why did he even get there? The other thing, too, is this I'll talk about when I get back. I don't have enough time. But it has to do with, anonymous bloggers.
Your favorite.
Yeah, no, I call them bottom feeders. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street on the move higher following some better-than-expected news on the labor market. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 75 points. Jobless claims fell in the latest week and are near a four-year low. 351,000 people filed for first-time benefits. It marks the seventh straight week claims have been below the 400,000 mark. Americans saw a little more money in their paychecks in January. Personal income rose 0.3%, the second straight month of gains. Consumer spending rose almost as much. It climbed 0.2%. Both numbers were lower than economists expected. Two of Detroit's big three automakers have released their February sales figures. Chrysler seeing a jump of 40% from the same time last year. It marks the company's best February since 2008. Ford Motor also posted an increase with a 14% gain. The Ford Focus had its best sales month in a dozen years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place to go to. Joe and Shelly have been there for 35 years. They support our community. They have finest coffee shop there, Espresso Joe's. You can get anything you want at very, very inexpensive prices. You also have the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they've got cigars on sale there. In fact, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Okay, think about that. They're a local business. They're going to meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Plus, veterans get discounts. What can I say? Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've been here for this community. When you buy something, you might want to think about that. Think about where do you, where do you go to a place in the community that gives back? And that's where some of the places you should go when you do your shopping. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things here. I'm just going to hit the bloggers for a second. Anytime there's an article in the paper, and of course, online, and then these people who are, you never know who they are, except John Dixon. He puts his name in there, and I do. If I have a comment, which is rare, but if I do, I put my name in there. So they come in here and they're saying these same things about anybody and everybody. So mine was somebody named Cal. I don't know if it means California. I don't mean if it means Cali. I don't know if it means, I don't even know what it means, Cal. But Cal is, of course, against anything that has to do with freedom and freedom of your expression. If it goes against what Cal wants to destroy you. So this is what Cal says is, words to this effect since I don't have it, is, you know, as for Carl Bott, he is a fanatic. I use the word fanatic. Anybody knows me, the only thing I'm fanatic about really is Linda and freedom, but fanatic. And that I am going to his advertisers and tell them what he's doing. And frankly, Cal, go on. I'm a pretty stand-up guy.
Knock yourself
pretty,
out, dude.
Pretty much anybody that advertises with us on this station knows who we are, knows what we stand for, knows who I am, knows that I'm out in the town, for charitable events, knowing that I walk a mile in their shoes. I do all those things. People pretty much know who I am, Cal. Who we don't know is you. So I tell you what, Cal. Bob, give me a picture of the other microphone over here, our guest microphone. Hey, Cal, right there, looking at the video, there's your seat. I tell you what, Cal, you tell me who you are, and then I'll call your business associates, if you have a business, if you're not working for a government entity, and even if you are, then I'm going to call your boss, and I'm going to call all those people and say, hey, this is what Cal says. This is what Cal says. And then we can compare the impact, Cal. On it, or even better, like I said, show the empty seat where the guest is usually at. Punch that one up. There you go. Someplace. There, that one. There's your seat, Cal. Right over there. See, right here. And you can sit right there and we can debate the facts. Or better yet, I can even bring in someone. He'll debate the facts with you about freedom and the ability for people to do something and fairness and common sense. And the fact is, are the Board of Supervisors doing their job? And if they are, is there another way of doing it? Does everybody there getting their, is every department there getting the level of supervision that is needed? That was what it was about. Anyway. I also like to thank John Dixon and Ruth Angel for putting it out there, for organizing this thing. The only thing I did was they asked me just to meet and greet everybody, which I said I would, and just said, you know, thank everybody for being there. But I have no problem with being identified with a movement of people, of citizens of this county that wants common sense government, wants no bureaucratic thuggery. And wants our government to become what they're supposed to be. And we had dinner last night with a couple and he works for the government and he epitomizes what I think a county employee should be. Somebody that cares about the county and the people. When you say use the word public servant, somebody that serves the public, which is kind of what it started out to be, he epitomizes that. And that, you know, that he does his job, he cares about what's going on. That's the only thing the people of this community who are paying the bills, by the way, want. They want the people that work for the city and the county to help us, not to be a roadblock. it should be, what can I do to get this done for you? That's the first words out of their mouths. Not, oh, well, I don't know if this, we can get this back to you in a month. It should be, what can I do to help you? Just like if you had like, oh my Lord, a real business. Where you come into a place and you want to buy something from something. I tell you, if you go to Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, or if you go to R&B Sharpening, or if you go to Tobacco and Brew, or if you go to Crown Motors, or you go to SJ Denim, or you go to West Coast Sustainables, the first words out of their mouths is not going to be, gee, you may have to come back. Oh, this could take me 30 days. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Their first words out of their mouth is, how can I help you? That should be the first training part of this whole morass of bureaucraties. Not, gee, I don't know. It should be, how can I help you? And then actually mean it. Is that what I want for government? Yes. That's all I want from government. Brian, you are on the line.
Oh, hey, Carl.
Hey. Hi, Brian.
How you doing today?
I think we caught him because I told him it would probably be after the break.
Oh, I just, you know what, I make breaks when I want to. Okay. Yeah, Brian, what's up?
Well, I'm listening to you here, and you're making me so passionate about this. You know, I swear there must be a virus out there somewhere that's infecting our country with this kind of behavior. Because, finding it in your own town now, and you start realizing, especially since you guys brought out this radio station, you really make us see what's really going on that we've never heard before. And I got to tell you, I really, really appreciate that, because the more we make people educated about what's going on, the more power they're going to have. And that's the big thing right there, is communication and knowledge.
Well, you know, Brian, it's not that our county or city employees are a bunch of bad actors or bad apples. I mean, there may be some in there. I mean, you find them, those in everywhere. But the thing is it's gotten into, it's got to be a paradigm shift in how they handle things. You know, and when people are trying to put, and they're putting hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, into projects, and I'm not talking in some, I'm talking about anybody. This Clarity Entertainment, anybody coming in here. The first words out of our people's mouths, including the mayor on down, is, what can I do to help you? And once it starts at the top, guess what? It permeates all the way through.
Well, Carl, you know, government is a business. It should be run like a business. And, you know, if I own a business, I've worked for multi-million-dollar businesses before. And you know what? Customer service is so important. And, you know, when you're trying to sell a product, you got to do it with an honesty, with integrity, and with that helping hand, trying to make everybody grow as a society. Because we've got children that are growing up watching us, and they're listening now. Everywhere now, the instant information age is here, and our children are watching this stuff. And we are not setting a positive example to them. It's like, I'm a teacher, and I get parents that constantly bring their kids in late, and I tell them, hey, you know, you're great parents, but remember, you're making choices for the future, not for the moment. You need to set a precedence with them about being on time, and it's part of your job to make sure that's done. We all as adults have to remember one thing. There are children out there that have a future coming, and we need to make sure that it's there for them.
You know what, Brian? I'm going to close out this segment on that. Brian, thank you so much for your phone call, and you're absolutely right. We're going to take a quick break here. We come back. Jim's on the line. We're still talking about, you know, common sense government. No thuggery, just assistance.
Feeling lucky? Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus, $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about our re-buy-in and buy-in bonus. Reserve your
seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day Poker Tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kicking DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy display this year featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at the display in Pissarro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 25th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light, and this radio station.
Buongiorno, how are you? Hey, this is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Welcome back. Hey, Redding Crackmaster windshield repair. What can I say? You go in there for a little ding and prevent it from going into a 24-inch crack. He'll take a little rock chip. He'll fix it. He guarantees his work. Or if you've waited a little bit long or it just all of a sudden got out of control and you've got a 24-inch crack across that windshield, he can fix it. He fixed a 12-inch crack on my windshield of my truck. Can't even see it. That's how the work that Jeff Wurst does. Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Check him out at 3208 South Market Street. Let's go to the phones. Yeah, I'm having a little problem here talking. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm better now. I swallowed.
Got a little steam blew off here. I think y'all be proud to have somebody go around all your advertisers and tell them that they're listening to you.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You know, that's a plus.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, there's no surprise in the people that, you know, people that support us here, and there's more and more every day that, you know, we're for our community, and we give everybody a shot here. Everybody that's got a voice in this community, and I don't care if it's an occupier or an ACLU, you know, a Tea Party group, you know, a Democrat, Republican, everybody that's running for office gets a free shot here, and they're treated well. We nobody here ambushes them, and you know, for somebody to say that I'm going to go tell your advertisers, well, please do that, you know, but just let me go back and talk to your business associates, you know, and tell them what you write,
right,
and under the guise of anonymity. Yeah. Anyway.
So the other thing is, I was sad to hear that you lost one of your radio announcers here that fills in for Dennis Miller from time to time, Andrew Breitbart.
Yeah, Andrew Breitbart. You know, he's 43 years old. I think I just heard him like 2 days ago.
Yes, and but, you know, he's an activist, so John Dixon, watch out.
wait a minute. Are you saying there's a plot going on here?
No, I just like to play with John. Okay. John's a good guy.
You better watch out, John.
Yeah, him and Gary stirring the pot.
Is there a liberal hit team out there going after conservative commentators?
I don't know.
Yeah. If that's the case, Bat Bob's already turned around. You show him he's carrying three guns right now. He's got three. He's carrying, you know, one's not enough for Bad Bob. He's got one hidden in his beard, so watch out.
Hey, the thing on the jails up here, if they're overcrowded, you know, what they could do is they could have them coming in shifts. You know, you allow two guys to a bunk.
Hot rack them.
Yeah, but
except someone probably like that.
Well, no, but you could take every 8 hours you could change the guys could change over and the room could clear out and those guys could go to the rec room and down at the library and write letters to their congressmen and while the others in there sleeping and then change and every 8 hours change them.
Oh hell, we can put three men into one rec that way.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yep. Whatever. Hot racking it. That's what the Navy did. Yeah. At least that's what they called it. Anyway, okay, got to run.
Thank you.
You bet, Jim.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Tyler Ferris here, who is a filmmaker extraordinaire. And if we have to, we'll take him across to the other side, too. Carl, and when I say the other side, I mean the other side of the news. Tyler looked at me a little strange then. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival in its fourth year showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent. On March 10th, the all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Meeting. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 7:53 in the morning, March the 1st, 39 degrees out there. Oh my gosh, rain. And snow, oh my. Our guest today is Tyler Ferris, documentary filmmaker extraordinaire for the Sundial Film Festival. This is just going to be one of the groups of people we have when we cycle through here, because when is the Sundial Film Festival?
It's March 10th.
March 10th. And if we're going to be discussing things, guys, outside the studio. It's March 10th, and that's it's going to be showing in the morning, or 1 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at?
At the Cascade Theater online, yeah.
Now, the reason we have Tyler in here is a couple reasons. One, he's involved with this. One, he knows all the information. Two, you won Best Documentary.
I did, yeah.
Tell him what it's about.
The documentary is about local foods and what you can purchase here in town. So kind of us finding through meeting the farmers and seeing what we can actually purchase here locally.
Okay, and so what did you find? Is local food available?
Yeah, in Shasta County, there's a lot of options that I didn't know about. We found a lot of beef producers, egg producers, and just local growers that are really
good. All natural food is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Nothing, none of the additives to it, no genetically modified or anything.
I mean, there are people doing that as well, but the people we really followed were making clean food that without a lot of the pesticides and trying to do it the best they possibly can without mass producing large amounts.
Okay, so I want to go out and get some food mm-hmm. for the week, and I want it to be as natural as I can get it. Where do I go to?
I mean, there's various places. Country Organics, which is a place where you can go and purchase locally produced food, and they actually can deliver it straight to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Orchard Supply, there's a lot of other. And then during the summer times and the harvest seasons, the farmers
Are the farmers markets farmers good? Markets, are those good? Are those pretty clean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that stuff is pretty organic then.
Yeah, right? I mean, they'll label it if it is organic or not. So
we have Lucky Jaswani here with us. And Lucky, you're putting on this. I mean, the 2030 Club is putting on the Sundial
right.
Film Festival.
That's right.
And this is just a great effort by you, Lucky, and all of people from the 2030 Club.
Absolutely. Everybody's been working very hard on it.
Well, we're going to have you in, you know, at least one more time next week to talk a little bit more about this.
Great.
But we wanted to get an early out there and a documentary about food here in town. That is, you know what, that is such a great, that's a, you know, and especially today when people are starting to take a look at the food they're putting inside their bodies.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about that. And knowing that you can get fresh food, fresh organic food from our local people here. Which means, you know, I guess, is that you can always have like a source, as opposed to, you know, having to wait sometimes.
Yeah, you really can. Yeah, it's seasonal too.
How many people we have in the signed up for? How many films we have left?
We've got a total of about 15 films. We actually got one of the other filmmakers on the phone. If we can bring him on the line, if that's possible.
And we have Travis here.
Okay, Travis. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, we're fine, Travis. Hey, tell us what your film's about.
The film is called Giddy Up Grandma, and it is a 15-minute short narrative film about a kid that moves into a retirement home because he gets a job as a live-in, which is basically someone that, you know, carries around a pager and checks up on the residents. And all the old people in the home tell these ridiculous stories about, about these things that are happening in the home. And
it sounds like
no one believes.
Nobody believes what's going on, huh?
Yeah. So what happens is basically these old people are telling stories, and there's an evil manager. I'm really sorry.
Well, you know what? But you know what? This is just another example. Is this your first film?
Yeah, actually, I just graduated from CSU Northridge.
Okay.
And this was my thesis film. So I blew the synopsis. But basically what happens is all these older residents are telling, you know, these ridiculous stories about what's going on. And no one believes them because of these older residents and, you know, it's kind of this message about, you know, people not listening to the elderly community. And ends up in the end that they're all telling the truth.
Oh, good.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Now, that's, and so you're from, and are you from Reading, or are you from someplace else? Are you located
in
Reading?
I'm from Reading originally. Okay. I graduated from West Valley High School in 2005.
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, we're looking forward to seeing that one, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for calling. Hey, Lucky, when's this going to start? How do people get tickets?
Tickets are available right now either at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com. They're just $20 for an all-day pass. It's an all-day event on March 10th, so we encourage everybody to buy the all-day pass.
I think it's going to be a great time. Every year it gets better. And Tyler, I'm looking forward to seeing yours.
Oh, thank you.
I really am, because I've heard a lot of great things about this documentary you did. We've got to run. We're going to have you all on next week. We have a little more time, and I'd like to have a couple more of the filmmakers in and get the gist behind it, because the money goes to a good cause too.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be back right after the news. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you're trying to recall Lucero or you have anything to do with that, the recall. Dolores Lucero Group is coming on next.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was righteous attacking the left.
This is not your mother's Democratic Party.
Commentator Andrew Breitbart, dead at age 43. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live.
Andrew Breitbart is being remembered as an influential and sometimes controversial conservative voice.
What a huge loss, in my opinion, for our country and certainly for the conservative movement, and my prayers go out to his family.
Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum's reaction on the campaign trail. Breitbart was 43 years old. He collapsed walking near his L.A. area home early this morning. His investigations targeting Democrats and liberals were praised and criticized, notably one embarrassing acorn showing the community group counseling actors posing as a prostitute and a pimp, Dave.
Jared, President Obama's rule mandating contraception health coverage that religious groups so strongly opposed, Republicans are going to try to get rid of in the Senate today. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
The supporters of the amendment say it would restore conscience protections that the president left out of his health care law. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says without that, the government will trample on religious freedom.
That's another government takeover. Only this time it isn't the banks or the car companies. It's religion.
But opponents like Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid say the amendment goes well beyond contraception services.
So we'll allow any employer or insure deny coverage for virtually any treatment for virtually any reason.
Democrats will try to table the amendment. It will be close, but it's thought they do have the votes.
Micah stabbing at a high school in Chicago this morning. Two students hospitalized and another student's in custody. This as students are gathering back today at Chardon High School in Ohio 3 days after three students were shot and killed.
So many children have been affected by this. I just want them all to be prayed for.
She's T.J. Lyons' aunt. He's the 17-year-old suspect who could be charged today as an adult. And a 13th person has died in all the storms in the Midwest and South, a victim in Kansas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Fresh off winning Wyoming's non-binding caucuses with no delegates at stake, Mitt Romney campaigning in North Dakota with a familiar anti-Obama refrain.
He's out of ideas. I think he's out of excuses. And in 2012, we're going to make sure he's out of office.
Now later, he goes to Idaho as Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum campaign in Georgia, all of them Super Tuesday states, along with Virginia, but its primary might not be as influential. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Reston.
Virginia's 46 delegates up for grabs Tuesday will be divided by just two candidates, Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. They were the only two to qualify for the ballot, according to State Republican Party Executive Director Dave Rexrode.
The law of Virginia says you must have the names of 10,000 valid registered voters signing your petitions to be placed on the ballot. And in our research, nobody had ever filed less than 15,000.
Now, write-ins are not allowed in Virginia, so voters will have just the two choices, meaning Ron Paul could pick up a handful of delegates if he wins at least 15% of the statewide vote, Dave.
Rich, the British have followed the U.S. lead in Syria, closing their embassy. This in the middle of all the fighting, and today rebels retreated from a neighborhood in Homs, being constantly bombarded by regime forces, saying they're now out of weapons and the conditions there are catastrophic. A cruise that ended miserably is over.
The Costa Alegre has docked in the Seychelles and passengers have disembarked. Nearly 400 of them will take advantage of Costa's offer for a free 15-day vacation on the island in the Indian Ocean. And it may take them that long to recover from their three-day odyssey after the ship lost power on Monday. More than 1,000 people were on board without air conditioning, electricity, or running water. That means toilets that flush. In Rome, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
In Kentucky, woman gets life in prison without parole for killing a pregnant woman, cutting the baby boy from the womb. The baby did survive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. She's going to be singing tonight. On the spot, Linda Bott's on. Sharon Clark's going to have is taking that one. We're going to be in another area of the North State, and Linda has got a singing engagement. Today is March 1st. It's 42 degrees out there. We're going to have rain, so be watching out there. It's going to be snow in higher elevations. It should be clearing off this weekend, though. You know, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They're having, again, music and a great time out there this weekend. They also, you know, food, the wine, the entertainment, the ambiance, 474-5546. Give them a call. And, you know, the they are also bringing in Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter will be here on March the 23rd. Give them a call up there for 474-5546 because seating is limited. So, you know, if you want to get a seat to listen to Ann Coulter, give her own brand of what she thinks concerning the political races, political parties, liberals, conservatives, etc., etc. This is your chance to do it. This is kind of a one of a kind times to do that. Also, Ann's going to be a guest on our show. And she's calling in on March the 9th. So kind of circle that one, too, and tell your friends if you've got questions for Ann Coulter. John, not you, because we've only got an hour for the show. But let's go right now to Chris Lasondak from the Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning,
Chris. There you are.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading month, and the markets are higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 12,996. The S&P 500 is adding 6 points at 1372, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 15 points at 2982. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 230 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems is unchanged at 1987. Intel's up a penny at 26.89. Microsoft's up 16 cents at 31.89, while Apple's up 65 cents at 542.22. Of local interest, Safeway up 14 cents at 21.59. AT&T is down a penny at $30.58, and Home Depot down 7 cents at 47.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's up 44 cents a barrel at $107.51, and precious metals are higher with gold up $19.72 an ounce at $17.14.96, while silver's up 29 cents at $34.88. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris, for that update. I tell you what, it's always good at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 on Monday through Friday to get that. Well, get the market update because kind of see what's going on. Try to have somebody tell us that this is what they see. That's Chris Lasondak from Wells Fargo Advisors out there on Park Marina Drive. Now, Shasta College and the ACLU of Northern California in the Shasta-Tehama Trinity County chapter
of the American Civil Liberties Union. We're going to hold a free public meeting on the U.S. Constitution, an evolving document, on Tuesday, March 6th. The program begins at 5:30 p.m. in room 802 at Shasta College. Reading attorney Mark Cibola will be the evening's keynote speaker, and he will discuss how interpretations of the Constitution have changed since it was first adopted. He will also give examples of how it affects our everyday lives and freedoms. A question and answer session will follow Cibola's presentation. He is also a former Redding City Councilman and Shasta County Supervisor. And I think he danced with the stars, too. For additional details, contact Don Yost at 530-241-8421. The U.S. Constitution, an evolving document. That's interesting. That's on March 6th. It's 5:30, room 802 at Shasta College. It might be interesting to have Mark on and have him talk about that being a evolving document. Like, write that down. Let's see if we can get Mark
in. Changing the items on a menu.
I would like to know, what does he mean by an evolving document, that it changes as we change, society changes, the Constitution should then change? The Constitution itself should change? How interesting is that?
A little bit like reporting the foundation.
How is freedom of speech evolving? How does freedom of religion evolve? Except that if you want to build a chapel on your own property, and you use contractors that have their licenses that are going through this thing and they build them, we got to get Mark on, yeah. Because frankly, if tell me how it evolves, and if it makes sense, I'll go, okay, I understand where you're coming from on this. It could be things they're talking about. Well, gosh, when it was made, slavery was okay. Well, I think they said rights and liberty of everybody under that. So slavery, a horrible, horrible institution, still managed to hang in there somehow. But was it because of the Constitution? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm not sure where the pro-recall Lucero people are. Maybe we're going to give a call. They called me two or three times to be on today.
Perhaps they didn't recall the date.
Oh, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Bad Bob makes it funny. We'll be right back. It's 8:11 in the morning. It is March the 1st. It's 42 degrees out there. Trust me, I will have things to say when we get back.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda's on assignment today. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. You need something sharpened. I don't care what it is. You want your fingernails. They probably do that. I mean, I don't know why. Knives, gardening gear, saws. They will make bandsaw blades while you wait. They've been in the business since 1985. What can I say about Judy and Bob? They're a team that do outstanding work. Everybody needs things sharpening. Why not go down to R&B Sharpening and at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, or give them a call, 530-365-1479. I'm taking knives down there, and, you know, frankly, I'm afraid to carry them at this point because, you know, I pull them out and, you know, to whittle something, and I'll whittle my finger because they're so sharp, which is good. Just means we have to be more careful. All right. As we move forward today, everybody has their place in the sun on Free Fire Radio. And, you know, and we try to, and our policy is, you know, city, county events going on, we don't take sides for the most part. I mean, as far as, you know, the political side, we don't endorse things like that because we figure that everybody's our brother and our sister and our fellow, community neighbor here. When you get up into the state and the federals, yeah, we'll jump into that one. But it is important, we believe, that all sides are heard. So that when you have one side on, the other side has to be on. Or if you hear it in a record searchlight, what recourse do people have to do but have a station like ours to come to and talk about something that's happened? Well, in this case, this thing has been going on for a year.
At least
a year. And it is the attempt to recall City of Shasta Lake City Councilwoman Dolores Lucero. Now, Dolores was on a week or so ago. So now we have the recall Dolores Lucero side in today. And Lori Chapman Cyphers and Dean Geckler are here. So good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me what a recall election is.
First off, I'm disappointed that you're the loveliest thing to look at this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you just hit a nerve?
I am missing Linda.
No, well, excuse me, but so does everybody. Yeah, I know she's listening right now. She's running around town, I'm sure, going, you know that.
Good morning.
Really, this doesn't bother me as much as when Bethel Church came in and said it. Oh, hey, where's Linda? We'd rather talk to her.
Well, she's much prettier. No offense.
Good job, Lori, on irritating our host as we get started.
You didn't really think that you were going to get a fair shake now, did you? So tell us about this tyrannical attempt to subjugate the rights of a poor woman there who's trying to
poor
do her
woman.
Very best.
Poor, sweet, innocent woman.
There you go.
You know, first off, I'd like to thank you so much for allowing us back. You know, the service that you provide to this community is wonderful. So I want to give a shout out to all my friends that are listening on the chat pack, listening on the radio. This is a great community. Shasta County suffered some losses, and I just want to say that we love y'all, and we're pulling for you. And now let's go on to the recall, which is a real reason we're here. I started this recall when Ms. Lucero was elected to office, and I believe that was in 2009. And we have just been rolling along here, crossing our eyes.
Was it from the day she was elected?
It was a couple months before she was elected, running.
How come? I mean, you started a recall before she was elected?
Oh, no. I wanted to give her, I gave her about 3 months.
Oh, okay, because you said...
To let her warm up to the position. I knew that she was new to the city council, so I started to do some research. And what I found was people in her previous hometown were gleefully glad that she was our problem now and that she was no longer Whitmore's problem. That gave me pause. There was something there. So I started to research. And I just want to back up a little bit and explain who I am. I'm a member of this community. I moved here in 2003. I am not a member of the Good Old Boys Club. I am not a paid representative of the city. I'm raising my children here. I'm paying my taxes. And I'm a member of the Library Committee. I served on the Parks and Rec Committee for 5 years. And I heard some of the rumors and questions and issues that people had in the community. And instead of pointing fingers, what I did was I went directly to the source and started asking questions. And once you do that, you accept the facts as they are, you can move on with your life. Unfortunately, Miss Lucero is incapable of moving on with her life. And she's really made it difficult for the citizens to be proud of their community.
Why?
Continuous tearing it down.
What has she done positive in our community?
No, see, you tell me, because you are the ones that are bringing the recall. You tell me why. And when she's on, you all come in across the chat room saying, give us a specific, give us a specific. So give me a specific.
Matter of fact, she did give you a specific last week when she was on, and she said that the city pays about $50,000 for its car allowance to have everyone in the city have a car and a cell phone and all these personal conveniences. We spent 2 hours in a budget workshop explaining and undoing that error that she stated. I believe she needs to be censured for speaking incorrectly like that as a public official.
So how many cars are provided to the people at City of Shasta Lake?
Four.
Not ten?
No. And okay. It's not $50,000 annually either.
Okay. So they provide four cars.
Roughly four cars.
Two?
There's other vehicles that are by the way, I'm Dean Geckler. And,
hi, Dean.
And I'm... Two, just like Lori, have been a member of the community. I've lived there since the city was incorporated, and I've been involved since basically that time. I've served on every committee they have. I've served on the RABA board. I've served on the planning commission for 6 years. I was elected to the city council. I was a mayor for a year. Been there, done that. And my concern for being here and for this issue with Lucero is that I care very deeply for the community, just like most people do, and the negativity that's gone on is what's the issue here.
Okay.
Now the getting back to the vehicles.
We need to take a break here. Okay. So the negativity plus other things we've already started talking about. Okay, but we need to take a break so we can keep the electricity on. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We have the Pro Recall supporters. Lori Chapman Seifert and Dean Geckler, and they are here to say why they believe that this recall election should go forward and that they want to win, and they're going to say why as soon as we get back.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Or, better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Espresso Joe's finest coffee here in town. And veterans get discounts there. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. People there friendly. It's a community-driven type of business. They give a lot back to the community at Tobacco and Brew. You've got a flag that's been damaged or it's old and you don't know really what to do with it, take it down to Tobacco and Brew, and they'll make sure it gets to the right people who can properly dispose of it with honor. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guests today are Lori Chapman-Cyphers and Dean Geckler, who are here to talk about the recall of Dolores Lucero. They, of course, are on the committee to recall Dolores Lucero. And we left, we were talking about cars. That Dolores, while on the show, said there was like 10 cars that people were using, and you all are saying there's only 4 cars.
Well,
it's not us that are saying it. It's actually policy.
You have to understand that in the contractual agreement with the city manager, she's provided a car. The electrical department individual who's the head of the electrical department has provided a car. There are other vehicles like the linemen. Some of those take vehicles home because they're on call 24/7. There are 3 or 4 vehicles that are sitting in the yard that are available for official business use that are provided by the city for any of the city employees and city council to use. That's the scenario. It's a motor pool type scenario that's pretty standard across every entity like this. The cities or counties have that scenario. Only a very select few get to drive those cars home, and it's all business. It's not about personal use whatsoever.
Do they use them every day?
The city manager drives hers home every day, yes. And the electrical department guy drives his home because he's on call 24/7. The linemen, depending on their schedule, they have to take a vehicle home so that they can respond to
any
issues.
So really the only people that take the cars home are 2 people?
Basically. Mm-hmm. From my experience in the past, yes.
Okay. Not 10 people.
No.
All right.
Another exaggeration.
Okay. What? How much is this costing the city of Shasta Lake, the recall election? These are questions coming in from the chat room.
About $40,000, they estimate.
That's just for the recall election itself. Then mm-hmm. There's all the other stuff that's going on. So.
And Valerie just posted a comment on the chat pack. I just wanted to respond that the city manager's car is part of her contract.
Yes, it is.
That does not specifically withhold her from using it for personal use. It's a contractual agreement.
So the city of Shasta Lake has given the county or their city manager a car.
And
that's part of the deal.
Yes.
Right?
And if I can back up and say that the city manager reports to the city council. If the city council had a problem with Carol Martin's management, they discuss it among the council. It's not up to one person. The council acts as a body, and Ms. Lucero is acting as one person. That's not how it's set up to work. She has to convince her other council members that Ms. Martin is overpaid and is doing inappropriate actions. And so far, she hasn't been able to convince anybody of wrongdoing. Last time she was on your program, she stated that she went to the state controller's office and filed a complaint. Bruce Ross wonderfully did his research and found out that that, in fact, was not true. So Ms. Lucero has a problem with facts. She doesn't like hearing them, and she doesn't agree with them. She just continues on until she finds somebody that will agree with her.
Which is why the recall's happening.
That's not how you run a business.
And by the way, I don't know of any city manager in the state that doesn't get a car for part of their contractual agreement. It's pretty standard practice.
Okay. People are calling in or writing in saying, why not just submit a mileage log and just be reimbursed that way?
Well, you know, they can pull Carol Martin's contract and rearrange it however they see fit. The council can.
Right. Okay. Let's see, what else then? Okay, so you're saying is that so she was wrong about the cars, but usually, I mean, the main thing that seems to keep coming up is that she doesn't play well with the other city council people.
Well, and you know, we're a bunch of adults, and I speak.
I mean, I hear that every time from she just doesn't. She just doesn't get along.
No, I'm sorry, I disagree. I think, and I'm out in the community quite a bit. I talk to a lot of people. People say, you know, if there's wrongdoing, then we need to be on top of it. But she needs to prove that there's wrongdoing, and then we're behind her. But you don't get to say you're a liar, you're a thief, you're incompetent and corrupt, and then walk out the door and not have anything proven.
And if I may make this point, we have had countless accusations by her and her cronies about wrongdoing by the city manager and by the finance committee, on and on and on. And now she's filed a lawsuit, which has not been perfected, by the way. And it's everything that she's done and made these accusations about, not one thing has come back with any evidence or proof of any kind. It's all sensationalism.
Okay, we'll break on that one. Carl and the Bob are here on Free Fire Radio. We're here with the Pro-Recall Dolores Lucero Committee, Lori Chapman-Cyphers, and Dean Deckler. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The Senate votes shortly on a Republican call to let employers get out of making insurance payments for birth control, something now part of the administration's health care law.
It will force religious persons and institutions to violate their beliefs or pay a fine.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Democrats say the proposed revision is blocking the path of a transportation bill.
We hope that when we get rid of this amendment that we'll be able to make an agreement with the Republicans to move forward on this bill.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. One of the loved ones of one of the three students killed in Monday's high school shooting in Chardon, Ohio, says that the boy will live on as an organ donor.
For Demetrius, one life, he'd get to change 8 lives.
Phyllis Ferguson. Prosecutors have until the end of the day to determine charges against the teenager who has been accused of the shooting. Fox News. We report, you decide.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force, and now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's going to sing tonight. Remember, on the spot with Linda Bott. Sharon Clark's got that, and she's got a great show planned. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back into time. I got my hair cut there yesterday, and I found out that if you talk to Tim and you mention certain words, a variable plethora of information will flow. And then it turns into a cornucopia of facts. And the thing is, he's excited when he's doing it. And so I have a little nick on my ear today. But it was you know what? The haircut's great, and the stitches should be out in a week.
No pain, so, no gain.
Just kidding. Yeah, it was just, I always have a good time there, and I liked it. You know, and the only problem is when I teased him, next time I get back in his chair, he leaves his initials somewhere on my head when he cuts my hair. But Cypress Square Barbershop, a great place. Man's last stronghold. Great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about the place. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right in the little shopping center there. Okay, our guest today are... as I get my papers up here, I should know Lori Chapman Cyphers and Dean Geckler. Now, we're talking, they're on the committee to recall Dolores Lucero. And one of this thing about the cars. Here's my thing about the cars. If you've got the city of Shasta Lake is not a large city. And if you've got 10 people taking cars home and using them, you know, this is how they get back and forth to work. This is what they use. Mm-hmm. They can use it for personal stuff. If that's the case, I have a problem with that.
Sure.
I think anybody would, because you have to pay for the insurance, the gas.
Absolutely.
You know, the wear and tear and the cars. Now, that was one of the things that Lucero said. Mm-hmm. You're coming back saying that's completely wrong, really. There's only like maybe two cars are being used, four at the most.
Well, if anyone is curious about the exact facts, it's public record. Call the city, 275-7400. They will confirm or deny who exactly has a car, who uses it.
Let's look at
it's
this.
It's very simple.
Let's look at this issue from one other perspective and put it to rest. It used to be that working for a city or a county or the state was not a lucrative job. However, today, with the economy downturn, those individuals' wages are pretty nice looking at them across the board. And what individual who is in public scrutiny at all times, if you're a city employee, you have to answer for your actions, especially if you're a public person, like a director or someone like that. If you're driving a vehicle around that has the City of Shasta Lake logo on the side of it, or the City of Redding, or the County of Shasta, and you're using that vehicle for personal use, and you get caught, your job is in jeopardy. Why would any sane individual do something like that? Most of the individuals have good integrity, and they don't do that. Don't do it.
And you're right. You know, the integrity part, the individuals. But, how, you know, when you say, how could somebody do that? It harkens back to the governor of New York having an affair with a prostitute and bringing a state patrolman there to guard him while he's doing it.
Well,
you know, I'm saying is that there is, I mean, you know, to say, gee, they would never do that. Well, yes, they absolutely would. In fact, I have a photo that I've kept from somebody that took a photo of a government car, U.S. government car, parked in front of a porn shop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the guy going in there to pick up his, with the government license plate on the back of it. But
we don't have any
saying.
Porn shops in Shasta Lake.
No,
we don't have
drive,
that happen.
They would drive down to Redding. Okay, but here's what I'm saying, though, is, yes, you're right, and people, who would do that? But let's just look at it like this, is I don't count cars. I gave you my opinion on it. If that was happening, people have a right to be upset.
Absolutely.
And what you're saying is, you know what? Call down there and get the right facts.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if it's in the city manager's contract, you know, that's the contract. I have no problem with the contract. It says part of my reimbursement is this. That goes out on her taxes every year.
Ms. Martin's contract is the only one we're talking about, too.
And, okay, now the other things that you have eight items.
Can I
back
wait
a minute.
Up?
I'm sorry. We need to go.
Can I make one real point here?
Sure.
The bottom line here is that the recall committee went out in the community and we got over 1,600 signatures of people who were willing to recall Dolores Lucero. In the initial election, she only got 720 or something votes. Of those 1,600 individuals, 1,500 of them were validated by the county elections department. So this recall is happening. Dolores Lucero is scared. She knows that she is in trouble here. And she is out doing everything she can to dilute the public's perception. And one of those issues is this one that we spent all this time on with the cars. The other issue is this lawsuit she's filed.
Frivolous. We'll talk about that when we get back, after we get to Charles. Charles, we've got to take a quick break. We'll get it as short as we can. We'll get to you on the phone with your questions, and then we'll go back to the frivolous lawsuit that Dean's talking about.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mama can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
The Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:42 in the morning, March the 1st, 42 degrees out there. Hey, you know what? Doug Craig stopped off. I have two tickets to the Sacramento Kings basketball game to the first person who calls. That's tonight. That's right. Sacramento Kings versus the Los Angeles Clippers. It's tonight. At the Pavilion, Power Balance Pavilion. Two tickets. I'm holding them in my hand right here. To anybody that wants to go down and watch the Sacramento Kings play the Los Angeles Clippers. That's basketball, right? Okay. That's come on. Give me a call at 605-4567. 605-4567. Come down here and pick up these tickets. And, I mean, they're free.
They're free. And you can see the game, and you can go down there and be surrounded by other people screaming and cheering, and all those little great things. As we have right here in our studio right now, we have Lori Chapman Cyphers and Dean Geckler. Yeah, Dean, but I know maybe I shouldn't be humorous here. I may be recalled. No. Okay,
watch
just
out.
Wondering. Uh-oh. They head up the recall Dolores Lucero. And I don't mean to be giving you a bad time. I'm just asking you questions that, you know, just strike me and I think others. Randall, you just won 2 tickets to the Sacramento Kings basketball game.
Congratulations.
You just come on down today. It's got your name on them. Great. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, thank you for waiting.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Yeah, at the February 21st City Council meeting, there was quite a bit of shrillness being on display from the pro-recall side of the ledger, even when, to the point where when one person got up to protest the electric rate hikes, there were several pro-recall people who in the audience who told him to pack his things and move and go home to the Virgin Islands. And so I wonder, you know, since the theme of respect is often bandied about in the course of this campaign, I wondered if either or both of you had any explanation for just the shrillness that was on display there at the February 21st City Council meeting, and I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Okay, Charles, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry, you left. I was going to ask you if you were in attendance at that meeting.
That's why he saw that.
I apologize if I sounded shrill. I was at the meeting. I can't help what people in the audience have to say. However, this is a very hot topic, shall we say, in our community, and people have their own personal opinions, and we can't disenfranchise anyone. I do remember the gentleman that did speak up against the electrical rate increases. He was from an island, and his main point was that his electrical rates were so high in a small island, and that was because everyone in the electrical community was corrupt. And I think maybe that's where the shrillness came from, because we had Mr. Tom Miller, the director of the utility committee commission department there. And I also think it's fair to bring up Mr. Richard Kern. I am not endorsing or in favor or condoning anyone running for city council. I do want to mention that Mr. Richard Kern is a member of the Citizens Utility Commission that oversees our utility department. And he had a very earnest discussion with Ms. Lucero, along with Mr. Miller, explaining in great detail how nobody wanted this increase. The city is not paving our streets with gold. No one's driving around in solid gold cars because of this rate increase. In fact, I'm not happy about it. I can't afford it. Many people in the city cannot afford it. However, many people recognize that this is a federal mandate and a state mandate that is unfunded. And unfortunately, if my recommendation is, Ms. Lucero points a lot of fingers and says, what are you doing about it? She doesn't herself offer any solutions. My solution would be to develop a legislative action committee based with citizens and maybe a city council member to travel down to Sacramento and explain to the people in power that these rates are killing us. That would be something positive that the community could do, and I think there'd be some support for that. However, yelling at Mr. Miller because of the policies and how difficult this will be on older folks is really missing the entire issue. Talk to Jerry Brown, talk to the Obama administration, write letters to your congressmen, to our senators. They need to know how difficult this is, but okay, the city is not making money on this deal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Looking at the grounds for the proposed recall, most of them, I would say, are strictly the way that she handles herself in meetings, the fact that she disregards other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. She is hostile, disruptive, and unprofessional. That she lacks the decorum expected of her office. Her comments are frequently abusive. She makes extreme accusations without citing specific information, refuses to answer questions the public ask of her. The big one here is misuse city-owned property for personal use unrelated to city business without prior notification.
So glad you mentioned that.
Well, that's the only one that I really think that, I mean, the rest of them are just, I mean, you may not like the way she works.
Correct.
And you have the right as citizens say, you know what, I just don't like her attitude to recall her.
But that's not a good reason to recall someone.
That's right.
You're
it's
right.
not. Because guess what? I mean, people that are on the recall committee are now running for her spot that were on the recall committee.
One person.
Yeah,
correct.
But, I mean, they're running for her spot.
I'm totally against
that. I'm not
that.
Saying that I agree with what Dolores Lucero does, because I have seen it, the way that business is being done there. On the other hand, to spend $40,000 out of your treasury, you know, it's got to be something more. So with this big thing here is misuse city-owned property. Exactly was that?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it has to do with this current lawsuit that she's filed. It was filed February 17th. It is basically a injunction, a stop order to stop the recall. This attorney, back when Ms. Lucero was first placed on the city council, she took a city-owned vehicle and drove to outside of the area to consult with an attorney. It has been confirmed to me by another city council member that the attorney she consulted on her behalf to sue our city is, in fact, Andrew Jared, the person who filed this current lawsuit, which, if I can state that it's filed on behalf of Shasta County Citizens for Justice and Dolores Lucero, an individual, she is suing the City of Shasta Lake, the City Council, Tony Coates, Kathy Darling Allen. And I would like to state that first off, this attorney that she found was on our dime. As a City Council member, she is earning $350 a month to investigate our city. I realize that that's not $1 million, it's not a whole lot of money. But if she was so interested in saving our citizens' money, she would refuse to take that money, because that, in my opinion, is blood money. And frankly, she is now suing herself in this order. I think that is incredible. The best thing she could do is recuse herself, step down from the position, and sue the city. But you don't do it as a person taking money from said body. That is very inappropriate.
The issue is she took a city van and went to Southern California or Sacramento or someplace to meet this attorney about issues that she had claimed it was city business, when in fact it was issues about her going after the city. And in this lawsuit, like Lori said, she's suing herself. She's suing the city council.
Maybe she could give her money back that she's collected over these 3 years.
And it's just another thing in the chapter of her delusional thinking about, we got to stop this. Even if this lawsuit is perfected, it cannot and will not stop the election
now,
April 10th.
You used to be the mayor, right?
Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Did you ever use a vehicle for your own personal use?
Never.
Ever?
Never.
You never used it? Never went to lunch, anything?
Even when we had League of Cities meetings out of town, and they said, well, we'll just take the city van. Because of the Brown Act, I would never ride in a vehicle with two other council members. Because that would make three people, and that's a serial meeting.
That's a serial meeting.
I always tried to drive my own vehicle. Sometimes they compensated me for it, sometimes they didn't. It doesn't matter to me, because I was doing it for the community. So I would drive my own vehicle.
Just asking that question.
I rode in vehicles.
Was there any other time that more than two city council members rode together?
Not to my knowledge. We tried to stay on top of that.
All right. We've got to take a break here. All right. Carl Bott, Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio with Lori Chapman, Cyphers, and Dean Geckler here from the recall, Dolores Lucero. You know, this is something that when you look at it, that it's a, I don't know that it could ever go away. I mean, it's got to come out. This thing has got to be settled one way or the other.
This is the third time she sued the city.
I'm not even talking about that.
Right.
This has to be settled so that the city can move forward one way or the other, whether she wins or loses.
April 10th.
April 10th. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. Over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, and unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War area memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss it. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 30th Annual Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days this weekend.
Join the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino in presenting A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater. Join us in recognizing some amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 3rd, at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call Maria Orozco at 242-4516.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. On the spot, Linda Bott's on tonight. Sharon Clark's got it. Linda's going to be singing at a big soiree down a little bit south of here. March the 1st. Hey, we've been talking to the Pro Recall Lucero Group and Lori Chapman Cyphers and Dean Geckler. You know, I understand. I mean, I really do understand why y'all are doing this. It has reached that point that is just gnawing at you all. And obviously 1,100 of the people that, if all the signatures, everybody understood what they were doing. Question came in our last caller is, why not go to the grand jury?
Very good question.
And we're not sure if she has or has not.
Okay. All right, that would be from her side now.
I would love the grand jury to take a look at this.
Okay. We got 3 minutes left, and Dolores Lucero is on the other line. Dolores, good morning.
I had a comment regarding Lori Chapman and me taking one of the vehicles from the city. Actually, it was not personal, and actually it was to an attorney. Unfortunately, it was Andrew at that time because I had some concerns about what was going on in the city. And my concern was that why the planning department and the planning commissioners were having a hard time to try to do what's best for the citizens, and my issue was with the hillside ordinance, and the committee would not try to work with the council in that. As you know, they still have not done anything. That's why I went out of town, and I did ask Carol Martin over the phone. She said, no problem, take the car. The keys are right there. So I did not leave without any permission.
Well, you got permission afterwards.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dolores, okay. You're on tomorrow, if I understand right. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dolores Lucero will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Thanks for the phone call, Dolores.
Thank you.
Y'all's last statements here. This is not going to be, by the way, the last time. No. I mean, y'all will come back on again.
Definitely.
We try to keep it as even as we can.
We appreciate that.
Definitely.
Well, you know, the thing about this, my friends, is this.
It's not a personality conflict.
It really isn't. It doesn't, but everything that you've written here, it looks like it.
Carl, I'm sure she's a very nice person.
It comes down to this.
The way
there
she's handling herself.
So many people in our community that have tried over the years to get rid of the stigmatism of Central Valley, now that we're the city of Shasta Lake. We've done improvements on the boulevard. We've tried to fix our streets and roads. We've done all of these things to improve the lives of our citizens and our community.
And we have a city council member now that is suing our council.
We have done great things. We have one of the best school districts in the whole North State with Gateway.
Our budget's in the positive.
We are in the black as a city and have been for a long time. And one person comes along and does nothing positive. She doesn't come to the good meetings that we have. She hasn't come to the social events. She doesn't do any of those things. She just continuously tears down the community.
So, April 10th.
That's not what we're after.
I understand. This is something that what she's doing, in your opinion, is harmful to the community.
Breaking it down.
And so you need to replace that. All right, tomorrow Dolores Lucero's on, so she'll get her shot at back. And frankly,